coach needs to be working with in order to make their business extremely profitable, but at the same time, amazingly fun. Now, people don't usually put those words into the same sentence when they're talking about business, so I'm here to, I guess, break down the paradigm that is even possible and also tell you what to focus on so that it can become a reality for you, like it has for me and so many people I've worked with over the years. And two of the things that you must focus on, which are the keys to achieving profitable business that's fun, is working with your personality, and the second point is your passion. Your personality, meaning you will have strengths, you will have weaknesses. There will be ways that are easier for you to market than others. There will be ways that you communicate with people that might, for example, mean that it's great and easy for you to network. Perhaps it's not as easy for you to make videos to do marketing as it is the next person. Maybe you really love seminars. Maybe you're great at writing. I promise the way to accentuate and grow your business and actually move the needle in your business with some great force and to actually get traction so then you're motivated to do more is to stick in your lane in terms of what you are good at. There is no need to fix the things that you're not good at, even though you're probably looking at all of those gaps now and thinking, well, my business would be successful if I had X, Y, Z, or I did it that way, or I did it that way, and you're constantly running around, maybe even doing courses, downloading PDFs, and there is all the help available to fix all of those gaps if you think that you have all of those gaps. And I'm here to tell you, those gaps don't matter one bit. Yes, there are definitely ways to accentuate your strengths, but that's the thing to focus on, is accentuating the personality, accentuating your personality strengths. The other point that I want to touch on is your passion. Your passion being, you might be multi-passionate, as in you might have multiple niches, multiple groups of people, multiple target markets, multiple projects that you've run, multiple programs that you've written for very, very different people because you're an experienced coach and you've worked with hundreds, if not thousands of people over the years. And you might have a lot of different passions. Now, let's not confuse this with marketing because it's really important when you're marketing to just speak to one kind of person. My point is there's no reason that you can't have multiple passions and be led by that in your business in terms of what it is that you focus on regarding your niche and your target market and the projects that you develop, because that is the gold that actually makes business 100 times easier and 1,000 times more enjoyable. Plus, if you're doing it, whatever the easiest way is for you to do it. Now, when I say do it, that's a very big story, but I mean if you're conducting yourself in the realm of that area that is your passion, and it's not maybe something that you've been told to do or that you thought that you should do, or for some reason, yeah, you read it and you just think that that's a good thing to do because maybe that person over there did it and you think that they're successful in some way, so you need to do that as well. Well, that's one of the longer ways to actually not create success in your business at all, and definitely to not induce any kind of enjoyment out of what you're executing. So I'm all about being able to move the needle in very, very little amount of time, because I know what it's like to have no time. I don't think, and I'm generalizing here, but I think generally females and mothers and busy coaches as it is don't have much time as it is. And I promise you, you can do needle moving activity for your business to get it further in the 15 minutes that you have between clients. That's totally, totally, totally possible. If you've got any questions about how to tune into any of that, shoot me a message, kate@katemartinmentor.com. I would be only too happy to, I don't know, ask you a few questions so that I can help shine a light on what might be your talents and your gifts that I bet over the years you've probably focused on, but for some reason you think that you can't build a business out of that kind of stuff, and I'm telling you that you can. I've done it on repeat multiple times through events, seminars, workshops, online programs, multiple online programs, selling things between $30 and $3,000 in the health and fitness realm, and it's not actually that big a deal. I've done a shitload of free stuff as well. I've done lots of networking,
anyway, I'm not here to brag about myself, but I'm just here to show you that that's actually possible. And I've helped hundreds of trainers that have been in my VIP course do exactly the same thing. And the smiles on their faces are happening because it's much easier. It feels easier when you tune into the stuff that you're good at. I will also link a couple of success stories of clients below this so that you can have a look at some of the programs that they can develop, because often it's easier actually if somebody shines a light on that stuff for you, and I'm always happy to do that if somebody sends me an email and asks a question or connect with me on all the social media places or through the website or anywhere that you like. But just ask, because the possibilities for your business won't even open up if you don't ask the right questions. In fact, life can move forwards and anything can be possible because of this tool that you have, which is your skill set. It might not be the business is amazing yet, but your skill set as an experienced coach can become the tool for you to live the life that you would actually desire. It's just a matter of choosing that thing and then focusing on the points that I've just given you. Any questions, shoot me a line.